This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Serious questions are being raised about how taxpayer dollars are being spent after an investigation was launched into the reach of two of Australia's biggest LGBTI publishers. The Office of Fair Trading is looking into the alleged circulation figures of both Q News and Evo Media, which runs publications including MCV in Melbourne, SX in Sydney, Blaze in Adelaide and Pride in Queensland. Freelance journalist Miles Heffernan, speaking to QNN, says community organisations are being taken for a ride.
Nearly in every case, the community groups have been the biggest victims of this process. They have paid the highest margins for their advertising, and that community has been grossly overstated as to who they're actually reaching.
Heffernan, who's been investigating the situation for more than 12 months now, says state government-funded organisations who pay to advertise in these publications are showing a callous disregard.
I have raised it now for nearly with every one of those organisations for over 12 months, and their first and nearly impulsive reaction is to ignore me. The second reaction was to reject it out of hand. It's time for them to understand that they are part of the problem when they don't analyse their own spend.
Australia's Labor Party made a mistake when it voted to grant MPs a conscience vote on marriage equality. That's according to Paul Howes, the secretary of the Australian Workers' Union, who also said that MPs who oppose the reform do not belong in the Labor Party. Delegates at the ALP National Conference in 2011 voted to enshrine support for marriage equality into the party's platform, but Paul Howes says it was an error not to make the reform binding party policy. Senator Penny Wong is backing the change, but both Bill Shorten and Anthony Albanese made clear they don't support changing the provision for a conscience vote.
Anglicans in Perth have voted to support a motion calling for the recognition of gay relationships, including marriage. Over two-thirds of the Perth Diocese successfully passed the resolution, and Father Chris Bedding said the vote is a rejection of anti-gay groups like the Australian Christian Lobby, whose voices often dominate the public debate.
The loudest Christian voices are the ones who would generally say that gay and lesbian people are unnatural. And that's why I think it's important that the church has something to contribute to public discourse other than language which is negative and hurtful.
The Federal Attorney General George Brandis says legal advice from the Commonwealth Solicitor show ACT's equal marriage bill would not survive a challenge in the High Court. The Abbott government has not yet made a decision on whether it will challenge the territory's law. Marriage equality advocates are calling on George Brandis to produce the legal advice before taking any action. Labor leadership contender Bill Shorten says he supports the ACT's autonomy, and Labor is not expected to support a vote to override in the federal parliament.
And now with QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Last week, the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team hosted their first LGBT night out at Dodger Stadium with a star-studded pre-game ceremony. Amber Riley from Glee sung the national anthem, and NBA center Jason Collins threw the first ceremonial pitch as gay fans were welcomed to the stadium. And a group of protesters have gathered in Athens as the Olympic torch begins its journey to Russia. Around 40 people stood outside the Acropolis holding rainbow flags and banners reading "Love is not propaganda." The group released a statement saying that they would not be silent while Russia's anti-gay law violates human rights.
Thanks, Tanya. And staying with sport, the fight against homophobia across all codes has turned to soccer. Last weekend, the annual Pride Australia football tournament saw the Sydney Rangers down the Melbourne Rovers 2-1 in the men's Justin Fashanu Cup. Meanwhile, in the women's Julie Murray Cup, the Melbourne Rovers beat Sydney's The Flying Bats 2-3 in a tight finish. Earlier this year, Pride Football Australia announced openly gay Aussie rules footballer Jason Ball as their 2013 patron. And that's all the LGBTI news that came in like a wrecking ball this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.